Thank you very much. Good morning. Before I start, I'd just like to know how many people in the room have actually been to Oman. All right, a few of you. Okay. My objective this morning is that if you're a rights holder, then you would like to perhaps consider coming to Oman in the future. And if you're not and you're just an interested party, then I'm going to try and persuade you to come on holiday there. Oman is the easternmost state in the Middle East, and our biggest issue really is that we're surrounded by troubled areas. Our neighbours are Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and then the perception of people about Oman is that you know, it's an unsavoury place. It was actually voted as the fourth safest country in the recent World Economic Forum. It's easy to get to, so it's 6 to 7 hours from mainland Europe or from the UK. There's a population of 5 million, half of which is indigenous, and the GDP is highly dependent on hydrocarbons. And that's really why we came about. I run a company called Oman Sail, and it's an organisation which has been going for 10 years, and it was just based on sailing, hence the name. And there was three pillars to that organisation. The first pillar is getting the young Omanis into sport. We've got a relatively sedentary population, so that's our objective. And we've got different levels there, for whether it's grassroots programs that we're doing in the four sailing schools or Olympic programs or elite offshore sailors who have now got three world records amongst them. We've just had an Omani in Buenos Aires at the Youth Olympic Games windsurfing. And we were more recently asked by the government to take on other sports and sort of realise the potential in sports tourism. I'm just going to show you a few photos for those of you who haven't been. 48 years ago, His Majesty Sultan Qaboos overthrew his father from the throne. And don't feel too sorry for his father. He lived in exile in the Dorchester for the rest of his life. I think he was quite comfortable. And then when he took over in 1970, the country had 16 kilometres of tarmac road. You couldn't actually leave the city walls after dark, and if you were walking around in the city after dark, you had to carry a lantern. And nowadays, 48 years later, it's an incredible country. There's two state-of-the-art international airports. The education system and the healthcare are first class, and the infrastructure there is, as I'm going to demonstrate later on, is really world class. 50% of the population are under the age of 20, which in there lies an opportunity, and obviously in there lies a threat. As I said earlier, that the country is we had a very sedentary population, and the non-communicative diseases such as hypertension and diabetes have hit the red level in the Sultanate. So, in summary, the country is a safe, liberal, beautiful country with very, 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 very welcome people. Since we started our new mandate, which was about 18 months ago, this is our vision, that we will be the leading nation for sports and adventure tourism in the Middle East, measured by participation. As you know, our neighbours in Qatar and the UAE have got they've got huge events, and they've invested in huge events. Our strategy is different in the fact that we're having events which mass participation events is our focus. Also, it was interesting to hear that a lot of the speakers have moved on from the basic objectives of tourism and economic impact. That's very much our objective in Oman. It's been driven by that. But also, we are conscious that we can deliver in-country value as well, in particular on the social topics that have been discussed. I'm just going to play a couple of short videos. The first one here just shows you a little bit of the sports that we've done so far.
Oman has so much to offer in terms of the countryside, of the mountains, of the sea, the islands, the wildlife. I really recommend that people take a long trip when they come, not just a weekend trip, because there is a lot to try and fit in.
Then what we're really trying to do, because we're so much in our infancy as a destination, we're trying to use, as you saw there, Paula Radcliffe being an ambassador for our Muscat Marathon, and we're trying to use social media and other channels just to actually educate people about the country, that it's a lovely place to visit. And this is just a fun 30-second social media edit that we did on that topic.
The weather.
The warmth.
The water temperature.
The mountains.
My favorite thing about Oman is the people.
The people.
Happy people. Welcoming people.
Camel.
Desert.
Barbershop.
So in terms of the other sports that we do other than sailing, we have a selection criteria, which is a fairly logical thing to do. Oman has target markets for tourism, a lot of which are mainland Europe and China and Asia and Turkey and Australia. And are those sports aligned with that? Will the sport showcase the natural assets of the country? Can it drive year-round tourism? One of the problems that we have is that the tourism is very, very seasonal. So right now, when we get back on the plane the day after tomorrow, we're going into 25 to 28 degrees, and it's absolutely gorgeous right through till April. But then from April through till October, it's stinking hot, and people don't come to the country unless you go down into the south. So it's very, very seasonal. And can the sports be delivered effectively with the current infrastructure without putting huge infrastructure spend in? Because actually with the drop in the oil price, that the government budgets are very, very tight at the moment. And does it have a large participation base in the GCC region? Can we get the Omanis into the sport? And is there a heritage for the sport? So we kind of just measured those events. And that's the list of the events that we're focusing on. Now, that's not absolutely not conclusive, but they're the ones that we're focusing on at the moment. But we've got an absolute open mind to any sports that, if it's going to bring people into the country, and we can market it, and it'll be and it'll make the country look good. So just seeing the youth football just this morning and yesterday, Manchester City. Arsenal and Inter Milan, and the we've got a youth football competition which is part of this, and that starts tomorrow. So then, just going across a few of the sports there, cycling. Many of you will know that the Tour of Oman's there, and then the Tour of Oman is obviously quite a big cost to the country, and it's important that we measure. It's the economic impact of it is not doesn't even cover the costs, to be honest with you. So that's really a whole media spin on why that we're doing that. But we've been working with the sports consultancy in the UK to actually write a cyclotourism strategy, which we're implementing over the next 5 to 8 years, which involves the airline, the airports, the hotels, and events, etc. Then running, we own the rights to the Muscat Marathon. We just started the Muscat Marathon, which I'll come on to shortly. Oman Desert Marathon is on as we speak, running across Wahiba Sands. It's a stage race over 7 days. That's very much in its infancy. There's only a couple of hundred participants, but it really shows off the country nicely. And at the end of this month, we've signed a license deal with the Ultra Trail of Mont Blanc, and we've got a race going up the Hadjar Mountains, which is 137 kilometres, 750 metres of elevation. And as I said, that starts at the end of this month. Sailing, which is our heritage, we have the Extreme Sailing Series every year. And we've got two events, Masana Race Week, which is principally for our kids, but there's kids coming from 45 nations to join in a racing week in Optimists. And Sailing Arabia the Tour is a race that we've set up, which starts in Salalah and ends in Muscat. We're also working with the Equestrian Federation, and we're talking with the FEI about having a World Cup qualifier at the back end of next year. And we've started with one of the local providers, and we're having a show jumping series six in this season. So Al-Muj Marathon, last year we got just over 6,000 participants. As you saw in the clip, there was a lot of Omani faces there. So our focus is on the 10K, the half marathon and the marathon from an economic impact point of view. But from a social point of view, we're working with all of the schools and we're doing kids races and working with the community to get them more engaged in sports and the benefits that long-term benefits that has. This year we will have a positive P&L on the marathon, and the economic impact just to the cost of it will be around about six times. And then the America's Cup we had in 2016. And that was a very, that event really was the event that the government then came to us and asked us whether we would, whether we could work in other sports. It was an event that really, the world media came, a lot of big brands came, and that was really an important event for us internally to be asked to sort of work in these other sports. And then just finally, there's a huge exhibition centre being built. So the MICE space and event space is also of real interest to the country. I was there a couple of weeks ago, and it's a world class facility. There's one 5-star and one 4-star hotel built already. There's another couple of hotels that have been built there. So that for that important part of tourism is the facilities and the infrastructure is there. And then the legacy. I mean, we're doing nothing different really than what's been spoken about over the last couple of days with regard to legacy. We absolutely start with the end in mind. So with regards to UTMB and things like that, it's the fact that it's leaving 137 kilometres of marked trail, where we will be inviting hikers and be inviting mountain bikers to come and use that. And finally, whenever you finish a meeting anywhere, they give you a nice coffee in these cups just to say thank you. And the Omani hospitality really is first class, and I recommend that if you haven't been there, that you should visit. Thank you very much.